A student in the Monomoy High School tested positive for coronavirus late last week, prompting school officials to quarantine dozens of students and staff as a precaution. The district's and the Cape's first case of COVID-19 in a student came just days after school reopened for the year. Joining us now is Scott Carpenter, superintendent of the Monomoy Regional School District, to talk about how things are going. Good morning, Dr. Carpenter. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
First, Dr. Carpenter, do you know how the student is doing? Is the student feeling symptoms at this point?
From what I've heard from our nurses, the student is okay. There were mild allergy-like symptoms that initially, so we'll hope everything continues along that path.
Of course, yes, keeping that student on our thoughts right now. And of course, you plan for a scenario like this. You spent, as superintendents in districts across Massachusetts, but talk about how you put your plan into motion when you heard the news that indeed there was a positive case from someone who had been in one of the district school buildings.
Good question. The reality is that you have to go into a pandemic with the concept that it's not if something like this will happen, but when. And we just wanted to make sure that as a school district, we were ready to quickly pivot if need be. And in this case, we received notification and within the next half day, we're able to work with the family, identify any close contacts that the student had with other students, both inside and outside of school. And then part of our sort of overreaching plan was to quarantine any classroom that the student would have been in. Maybe a little bit easier in an elementary school where you tend to have students only in one classroom, whereas in the high school you have you end up quarantining up to six classrooms at our building. Mm. So we have six students or six classrooms worth of students and staff that are being quarantined. And I think I want to emphasize this is even though technically our students don't qualify as close contacts when they're in our classroom, because a close contact, according to CDC, is being within 6 feet for 15 or more minutes. And the reality is that we have put in a plan that has 6 foot plus spacing so that we're beyond that range anyway. We are wearing masks, washing hands, sanitizing the building, doing what we can to minimize any sort of contact. So, out of an abundance of caution, we're just quarantining to make sure that any possibility of seeing spread beyond this in our school isn't going to happen.
So you mentioned that six classrooms that were affected because that student was going between those different classes, different parts of the school day. Does having to quarantine that many people have a ripple effect throughout the school and other operations at the school?
It does, but what we have put in place for our high school students is we have a pretty sophisticated two-way streaming that happens every day in our classroom. So to ensure that we have those six-foot-plus spacing between individuals in our classrooms, we have one-third of the high school students on any given day aren't in class, but they're not in class in the brick-and-mortar classrooms. They're in class just at home in a live two-way stream where the teacher can ask them questions in real time. They can ask questions of the teacher or other classmates in real time so that there is this back and forth streaming that goes on. So what we have had to do during this pivot for a group of students is that their teacher and their class will be meeting fully remotely with the teacher streaming out to them the lesson, with them engaged in the conversations and a back and forth going on. The only challenge here is that the teachers teach more than just one class. Mm. So their other classes are meeting in our classrooms for this week and next week, and we'll have their teacher streaming live into that classroom, asking questions of the students and presenting lessons and the students asking questions back to their teacher. So it's a little odd that way, but we've been able to sort of quickly, switch to that, so that there's no lost time.
Does that mean that another staff member has to be in that classroom, though, with those students, if you have a teacher who's trying to conduct a class not in the room?
Exactly. So we have a substitute that's in there, but the substitute is monitoring the class, not actually teaching the lesson. We've got the experts in there, through the two-way stream teaching the lesson.
Are there any lessons you learned from having to enact your plan so early on into the school year and deal with a positive COVID-19 case?
I think not necessarily lessons. I think that the big thing is just how I think it went so seamlessly on our end because of the planning that went in place prior. I think maybe a bigger lesson for all of this. I was talking with people yesterday. Is I have in my role been emphasizing that that we as a greater community have a big role in keeping our schools open. If we wear masks, if we maintain that 6-foot distancing, if we wash our hands. But I also think that we need to also start emphasizing, and maybe on my end, re-emphasizing the need to be mindful to keep our social bubbles rather confined. And I think I do worry that that the longer this has gone on, that people lost sight of how important that sort of confining our bigger social bubbles is in terms of making sure that the schools, both in Monomoy and across the Cape and across the country, are able to stay open.
Mm. Not every school district on the Cape decided to open with a hybrid model or, in-person classes as you have here in the Monomoy district. Do you have any advice for districts that are looking on at what's going on here in Monomoy as they maybe get ready to welcome students back physically in the coming weeks?
I was actually really impressed on how well the in-person went. And I know that, we're having this news story because there's one, student who's tested positive, and knock on wood, we won't see our next one for many weeks or many months. But the reality is a number of staff across our buildings have commented on how smoothly this year started. And in fact, there's some that were saying, that this may have been the smoothest start to a school year for in-person learning yet. And I have been amazed at just how well students, staff, teachers are taking this seriously, that, that the kids are maintaining the space in the hallways, when they're in their classes, and masks, masks can be effectively worn, kindergartners, preschoolers, on up to high school. So it has been really neat to see how well this has gone on. It's a tribute to our staff and the expectations that they're setting, but also to parental expectations that have been set before the kids even walk through our doors.
Mm. And that is Dr. Scott Carpenter, superintendent of the Monomoy Regional School District, who joined us this morning to talk about how things are going after news broke that there was indeed one student who tested positive for COVID-19. Dr. Carpenter, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.